Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Chester Elton is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the co-author of The Orange Revolution, and the new book coming out in April. Chester, tell us the title again.
Yeah, it's All In, and we love the title, because as you mentioned before, you know, you're going to succeed, you got to place your bet, and you got to be all in.
When small businesses see that book on the shelf, they'll say, I recognize that. we push all the chips to the table, to the middle of the table every day. So we're talking about belief. We're talking about the idea of people believing in the idea, the philosophy, the values of the business, our employees believing as we do. Sometimes I think one of the mistakes owners make, small business owners make, is they see their employees showing up every day, just like they do. They see the ones who, you know, who last, who stay, who really do, you know, they seem to get it. But we don't nurture that. We just sort of act like, well, they're showing up every day. I'm showing up every day. They must have the same feeling about this as I do. Well, you know what? They don't own the company like you do, and their belief needs a little extra nurturing because you're nurturing yourself. They need a little bit more, don't they, Chester?
They do. And, you know, this, again, is one of these seven steps that we talk about in these high-performance cultures. And it comes back to a lot of the work that we did in the CARE principle and the Orange Revolution. And that is in these high-performance cultures, you know, they root for each other. They find ways to celebrate success. And to your point, in really good cultures, to even celebrate failure. What did we learn? So you're showing up every day, you're pulling out your great ideas, you're working hard, but, you know, you're stepping back every now and again and saying, okay, where did we succeed today? What can we celebrate? Because people need to know that you believe in them and that they're making a difference every day. And nothing does that better, you know, than celebration. Yeah, you know, I mentioned this great little company called Findaway World out in Solon, Ohio. They have this, you know, they have a warehouse where they produce all these MP3 players and download them and ship them and everything. But they've created a just kind of a central little cafeteria area where they bring in great coffee and great hot chocolate and little stuff for everybody. And they have a great big whiteboard. And on that great big whiteboard, you can write a congratulatory note to a coworker. And then they even created these big magnets with kind of their pictures on them, their little avatars. And they'll grab, like, your picture, and they'll say, hey, Jim really knocked it out of the park today, and they ride around. And it's this big wall of celebration that greets everybody every time they come to work. So you talk about, you know, getting people involved and simple things like that say, hey, somebody noticed, not just my boss, but my coworkers, what I do here is important. I got to be sure to show up and be sharp again.
Well, you know, Chester, you've seen all the exit strategy surveys. I've been looking at them for more than three decades. You know, I don't even want to think about how many years I've been looking at them. And I've never once, not one time, have I ever seen the reason people leave a business, the compensation being even in the anywhere in the top three, not even in the top three. And more often than not, the number one reason was I did not feel valued at this company.
You bet. You know, we always laugh that, you know, people join a brand. You know, they'll see your logo, they'll see your business, and they join that idea, that concept. But to your point, nobody quits a logo. You know, right. Nobody says, well, you changed the logo, I'm out of here. You know, they quit people because they don't feel valued. And that's such an integral part, particularly in small business, when, you know, you may only have 5 employees or 50 employees, and you need everybody engaged every day. Nothing does that better than the pat on the back that say, look, I noticed what you were doing. That was great work. You know, we couldn't do this without you. Simple things like that make such a big difference.
Well, and
you know,
also, how about teaching them to do that to others? Teaching them to
Well, and that's...
Go ahead.
Yeah, And that's the point, you know, that big wall that they've got in Solon, Ohio. It's not just for managers to write things. It's coworkers. You know, I learned a really important lesson from a good friend of mine who's on his board for his little startup company, and he shared this with me. I want to share it with you and your listeners. He says, you know, when you think about what's important to you in business, it's your time, it's your health, and it's your relationships.
Yep.
And when you think about that as a business owner, if you focus that on your people, you say, where are they spending their time? What's important to them? You know, is it affecting their health, whether it's physical or mental, and then their relationships with your customers, with your business, and with their families?
Yeah.
And, you know, if you keep those priorities straight, you're going to get people that care about your business, that care about your customers, and care about you.
And that's what makes a successful business fulfilling, not just financially successful, but also fulfilling for you and for all your folks and all and your customers. It extends to your customers, folks. This is a best practice. It's not just the right thing to do, Chester's talking about. It's also a best practice. Hey, Chester, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
You bet. Take care, Jim. Call me anytime.
Chester Elton, ladies and gentlemen. All In, that's the new book coming up in April. Got to go for this hour. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.